Praise the Lord. And message number 173. The title of the message is Faith, part 7. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 29. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness and for who you are in our life. Oh God, let your word that you send to your church, to your people, to strengthen them, to bring to them encouragement to continue to live in holiness and to abide with your ways and the truth of your word. I do pray, O God, that many walls and obstacles and hardship will be cancelled in our life in the name of Jesus as we have faith in you and trust you and obey you and live in holiness. I pray that you will relieve us and bring us to places to conquer inheritance and blessings and receive what you had ordained for us to receive. I pray that you will increase each and every one of us faith, that we will fully rely on you and trust you. Oh God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus, and you will reap the harvest in our life and the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is so amazing that the people of God, they were able to get a giant city like Jericho, a city that have high walls and strong gates and well-fighting men, without fighting and without breaking even one stone. They did not only by faith unto God, they did that by faith unto God and express that faith by obedience to his commands. When we read the story of what had happened in Joshua 5 and Joshua 6, we can discern that faith and the obedience of Joshua and the people of God, the Israelites, unto God, had brought to them a great victory. Let's read the events of this story in the book of Joshua chapter 5, and I will read it from verse 13 to the end, to verse 15. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground on reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. And we will read also Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 5. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with his king and his fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 70 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in the front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times. When the priests blowing the trumpets, when you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets. Have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in. That had happened before the Israelites take the city. The commander of the Lord's army met Joshua, and he spoke with him, and Joshua spoke with the commanders of the Lord. We can learn certain lessons, speak about faith and obedience. The first point, God had no respect to man. You know, when Joshua asked the commander of the Lord army, are you for us or for our enemies? Are you with us? Are you the angel of the Lord? Or you are for our enemies? His answer was as the following. What the commander of the Lord's army answered? He told him neither. God's word to Joshua was simple, neither. And God's for you and for us today is neither. What we understand and what Joshua understood, that God will not favor him over his enemy if he is not obedient to the Lord's command. God is with you as long as you are with him. But if you disobey and forsake him, he will also forsake you. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, when one of the prophets encouraged King Asa, what he told him? He told him, the Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. The same message of the commanders of the Lord's army to Joshua. Neither. If you are obedient, I am with you. But if you are disobedient, I am with your enemy. The same for us today. The same for you today. We need to conquer giant cities, ministries, blessings, and God will go with us and will fight the battle for us if we are obedient to him. The second point from what we read from Joshua 5 and 6 is that God observed holiness. When Joshua asked the commanders of the Lord's army, what message does my Lord have for his servant? Then what's the message that you have for me? He answered him, the commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. He told him, the place is holy, so you have to take off your sandal. The message does not teach us or teach you to take off sandal as a way of holiness. Some people, they go to church, they will remove their shoes, but the heart is still dirty. At that time of Joshua, taking off the sandal was a sign of holiness and reverence to the presence of God. But the message does teach that holiness is required before service or ministry. Before we can do ministry or serving the Lord, we need to observe holiness, not only removing the shoes. Actually, removing the shoes before worship or at the place of worship is not a sign of holiness. We need to observe holiness as we commit ourselves to abide with God's laws and command. The Lord, before he spoke his message and commands and commission to Joshua, he wanted Joshua to observe and realize that holiness is so important to God before a man is qualified and enabled to serve the Lord. The same is for you today. God will use you effectively and you will see a great miracles when you live a holy life unto God. The third point from what we have read from Joshua 5 and 6 about how God delivered Jericho into the hands of the people of God, and from what we learned that by faith the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. What we learn is that nothing is impossible with God. You know, we read that Joshua was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. It was impossible for the Israelite as army to penetrate the city of Jericho easily and in a short time. But God promised them to give them a city. God told them that I will give you the city. He told them, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with all, with its king and its fighting men. He did not tell them I will give you. He told them I already delivered. It is for you. What we learn here in keeping and abiding with God's word and commands, His promises will flow smoothly in our lives. God, not you will give, He had already given you and delivered in your hands His blessing. Your obedience and your abiding with His commands will secure to you that His promises will flow smoothly in your lives. Another point we learn from the Battle of Jericho and the strategy of the Battle of Jericho and how to get, how they were able to get Jericho. God's ways are not your ways. When we read book of Joshua chapter 6 and how the commanders of the Lord instruct Joshua to take the city, what he told them, march around the city once with all the armed men, do this for 6 days, have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horn in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in. God did not ask Joshua to prepare arsenal or bombers or machine to demolish the wall. He told them, just march around it with the trumpets for 7 days, and on the 7th day, march around it 7 times. Then when the priests on the 7th day, they sound the trumpet, he asked the people to make a loud shout and a cry, and the wall will fall down. God, instead of using arsenals or machines or hammers or airplanes or bombs to demolish the wall, God used faith of His people in Him to make them witness and see a great miracle of God by making the wall of Jericho fall down and collapsed. You know, Joshua have faith in God, and also he impart that faith to the people of God. You know, in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 and 9 will say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Certain time you might stumble with your own ways and your own understanding, and this will block your ability to learn new things from God and how to manage your life and solve bigger problems with simple measures. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 say, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Sometimes big problems can be solved with a simple measure. The wall of Jericho is solved by a simple way, because when the people relied on God and follow his leading, they found that the wall of Jericho fell down. God's ways and God's thoughts are not your ways. God chooses the foolish things to shame the wise. God chooses the weak things to shame the strong. He chooses the lowly things and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. God will use things that you might not be at all think of or confident that it can be helpful. We can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 to verse 29, the wisdom of God. And what are the things that God used? For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Hallelujah. For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believed. Jews demand miraculous signs and Greeks looks for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. Verse 29, they say, so that no one may boast before him. And that is the way of God. God always will do it in a way that no man in his effort or power can boast over the wisdom and the power of the Almighty God. What we learn from the Battle of Jericho, we learn there's authority for the Word of God. Joshua and the rest of the Israelites trusted in the Word that they had received from God for a victory. God's Word always has the authority and will accomplish what had ordained for it to accomplish. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 10-11 said, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Point here that is that God, when He sends His word has authority. It will accomplish what God desires. So, as we face problems and hardship and walls high as the wall of Jericho and strong as the wall of Jericho, we need to trust what God says in His word, that His word will break this wall. In our book of Jeremiah say about the word of God, your word is like a hammer. It can break, it can demolish walls. Because the word of God has authority. We need to trust Him. The other point we learn from the battle of Jericho, there are careful and timetable instructions from God's word that you need to follow carefully in order for you to receive and enjoy the victory. Joshua and the Israelites were bound with God's timetable instruction that finally brought the wall of Jericho down to the ground, as we can read that in book of Joshua chapter 6 verse 6 to verse 20. We will read now how Joshua translate what he received of message, and how the people, the priests, the Levites, they take it, they obey it carefully. Everyone did his part on timetable. The wall of Jericho fell down. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priest and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord and have 70 priests carry trumpets in front of it. And he ordered the people, advance, march around the city with the armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord. When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 70 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, the blowing their trumpets, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard following the ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding, but Joshua had commanded the people, do not give a war cry, do not raise your voices, do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout, then shout. So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to the camp and spent the night there. That's the first day. Verse 12, Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. The 70 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord while the trumpets keep sounding. Verse 14, so on the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the seventh day they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of the Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury. When the trumpets sounded, the people shouted, and all, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. What a beautiful things we learn. The people of God followed his instruction for 7 days exactly. Everyone did his part. They were all in one mind, one spirit, one thought. They obeyed the word of God. Their faithfulness was rewarded by the Lord. He gave them a big city in an easy way. In the same way, your faithfulness to respond to the timely instructions of God's word and abide with them will secure that walls that are blocking you will fall down, and will secure to you to go forth and receive the blessing that God had promised to you. Faith, holiness, and obedience is one thing. They have to be together. Faith, holiness, and obedience to God's word is needed for us today to cross hardship and difficulties, to deal with enemies and overcome them, and to reach safely the destination that God had ordained for us to reach, and to conquer what God had ordained for us to conquer. I pray that the message will be a good encouragement for each and every one of us, especially those among us who are facing difficulties or problems or high walls and doors are shut up in their faces. The message will find way to their heart to be convinced that faith and holiness and obedience will secure that these blocking walls will collapse. Let's pray. Let's commit our ways to God. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Tell him, Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that encouraged me so much to go on in life. Lord, I put my faith into action by pursuing holiness, abiding with your instructions, and obeying fully your word, and trusting that you will be the one to make me able to overcome hardship and make walls fall down, and enable me to reach and conquer what you had ordained for me to receive. Lord, uphold me with your grace, strengthen me, sustain me with a good health. Lord, give me strength, faith, and perseverance to continue to go on serving you. I pray, Lord, for those who are struggling, having hardship and problems in their life, you enable them, O God. You guard them and guard them and sustain them and provide for their needs, O God. Encourage them to continue to obey you, Lord, so that walls will fall down and they will receive your promises. by faith. Thank you because you say, I had given you, I had delivered into your hand the city. Thank you because you had delivered into our hands cities and nations and countries and people. Lord, we will devote everything you will receive for your own glory, O God, and we will bring the harvest to your barns, O God. Lord, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those people who are waiting to hear your word, and bring revival and use this message to bring strength and encouragement to every worker in the church, to your servants who serve you wholeheartedly. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hands be with us, O Lord, and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.